Welcome to fucking Candyland, hosted by Rampage and Gemini.
Welcome back to Candyland. We fucking missed you all. It's been amazing having guests, but I'm excited to just be here with my bestie girl, Gemini. How's your day going, beautiful?
My day's good. I feel like I'm a little bit on one, and I feel like today is going to be a little bit of a rant, but at least we'll have some shit to talk about, because I'm perturbed by the fucking world right now, and it's just one of those fucking days.
I feel like as an empath, though, like it's 10:10 on the clock, but as an empath, it's like really interesting to be able to feel the world's emotions and be tuned in with that. And like sometimes we just feel the world's emotions and we don't know it's the world, but knowing that it's not your energy that you're picking up on, or that it's other people's bullshit, like the stuff we've been talking about that we're going to get into. But the number one topic is y'all getting rid of your fucking pets. I don't care what they do, what happened. Like, you made a commitment when you got that pet. I don't care. Like, I saw something today that someone in Indiana rehomed a 9-year-old dog today. Who the fuck does that? Like, that is so crazy to me. Like, that is so sad. So there's 13 applications for that dog. Hopefully he gets an adopter. That's terrible. But life is weird. And Gemini and I have been talking about just how people move so weird. Tell us about it.
I hope that the people who are giving away their fucking dog and making Facebook posts and going to give their dogs away to complete strangers, I hope a complete stranger comes and picks them up from their fucking house and is just like, but your life is going to be better here. But like the life that you had didn't fit you there before. Like you were an inconvenience in other people's lives. So my dog is not about it right now. She's like, please keep me. Please don't get rid of me. No, for real, heavily fucking annoyed by the energy and by people in general. And I don't know if it's because it's a fucking Christmas holiday or what the thing is, but I got a problem with people getting rid of their dogs, and I got a problem with people putting their fucking children on grown men's laps to take pictures of it. And you're fucking weird that your thing is that you want to put your small children on a strange man's lap and have him whispering in their ear and everything else. And I don't know if that's some trauma or what the fuck it is, but a grown man whispering with his little beard into your kid's ear being like, what do you want for Christmas? Santa's magic stick? Fuck you.
You know what's crazy? When you said that, I just had a flashback of that. Like, I never even remembered that they whispered in your ear until you said that. And I had a flashback of like someone doing that to me as a kid. So that's fucked up. Let's just say that. And what's so wild about this, you all, me and Gemini literally are on like normally the same wave. And I was at like a gathering tonight for friends, and I brought that up because someone was like, oh, Santa Claus, and someone was like, I would never let my kid do that. And I was like, honestly, I think it's weird as shit. And I kind of went into the same things when I was saying, except the whispering, y'all, I forgot about that part. But the sitting on his lap, and most kids are screaming and crying, and they're like, they didn't like Santa this year, maybe they will next year. And I'm just like,
And for people to be like, it's tradition. It's also tradition in the music industry for small children to get sexually assaulted and for nobody to talk about it. Is that something that we should be like saying is okay and supporting? Absolutely the fuck not. Sorry. I told you before we recorded that it was going to be a fucking rant today because I got a lot of things to say.
Yeah, I support that. I think it's weird. I think people do weird shit. The holidays brings out the worst in a lot of people, like just greed, anger, depression, a reminder of certain things, traumas. You know, a lot of people have a lot of limiting energy around the holidays. It's like worse than any other time of the year. And I fucking love the holidays, but at the same time, I also, you know, dread being around certain people or whatever, like conversations you have to have. And it's just kind of like the whole tradition And I'll go all the way back to the wrapping paper thing being a scam. That was like the last thing I bought because I didn't want to spend money on something that just gets torn up and thrown in the garbage.
You know what's funny? I went and I got wrapping paper from the dollar store today. And I was like, it's going to be what it's going to be. I'm going to spend $1 per roll. And it's $1.25 now because they fucking inflation or whatever. You got to
now.
Make it for 5 cents, but sell it for $1.25.
I got decent wrapping paper that I actually liked, and I got a 4-pack with some bows and some ribbon and like 10 name tags for like $12.99. I was like, that's popping. So then I got that, and then I got two other really nice rolls. One I didn't even open. It's Betsy Johnson. I'll use that for my own self next year. And it was $3.99. I didn't think that was that bad. Honestly, I ended up spending maybe like $30 on some gift bags, paper, and what I needed because I already had tape. So I wasn't actually as unimpressed because I got some cute stuff. But still, I think it's a scam. It's just wasteful. It's just like we're like, recycle and save this. But like yet, wrapping paper is a $1 billion industry, I'm sure, and it fucking is just trash. Like, the people just fill up bags of it and just trash in the landfill, you know? It's just, I don't know. Eh.
You know what bothers me is, like, this whole, like, conversation and mindset, thinking that you're doing your kids a disservice if you get them things from the dollar store for Christmas, or, like, somebody was like, oh, well, you can't just get your kids clothes for Christmas. Like, you have to get them something else. And I'm like, having any money to get anything for your kids for a holiday is a huge fucking win. And it's consumer America, consumer world that makes you think that you have to spend all of this money in order to make your kids feel special. And I think that we've talked about that before. And I'm like, go to the dollar store, fucking get stocking stuffers, get little things for your kids. Your kids literally are like cats. They're going to play with, you're going to get them something expensive and they're going to want to make a rocket ship out of a box. They don't give a fuck that you spent $300. They have no concept of money and what you're spending. They're just getting something new. If you're buying your kid new clothes and they get to go to school and be the cool kid with new clothes and feel good about themselves, they're stoked. You're the one who's going to be projecting your abundant, lack of abundance mindset onto your kids and then wanting them to turn around and be grateful for what they have while you're not grateful that you had the $1.25 to go and get them a chocolate rose at the dollar store.
People spend too much on their kids for Christmas. My aunt, I don't really agree with a lot that she does, but when her kids were younger and I was like, probably like, I was like maybe 10 when the first one was born. So, I mean, you know, I remember that when they were like 3 and 4, she would just straight up be like, you all can get them savings bonds. You can give them cash. It will go in their bank. We're not accepting toys. Zero toys will be accepted for my children. They're not opening them. They're not doing this. She's like, they get, I think it was like 3 presents from Santa Claus and 3 presents from their mom and dad. And that's all they got. That was it. Like other people could give them. So when my cousin literally turned like 16, 17, he had like $40,000 saved type shit. Like, cause he'd collected every dollar this little boy has ever had till he was 18. And like, you know what I mean? Bought a really nice car, never really worked. Cause he just saved up all this money. And I guess at the time, like, you know, savings bonds and stuff like that was where it was at. And you could make money on those. So I'm not really sure, but I just remember thinking like, that's not a lot of presents. That sucks that like, you know, whatever. But like my family's weird like that. Like one of my nanas wanted to give me a car one time and my dad would not let her give it to me. Straight up, she was going to give it to me. Like sign it over to me. Here's a car. Go to college. Have a great life. My dad refused. Would not let her give it to me. She ended up giving it to like a distant cousin in our family, which pissed me off because I'm a grandchild. Like I'm a grandchild. I was heated. I was very heated.
You're like, that blood runs through these veins and you're going to give them to some off the market fucking addition onto the family.
My dad never gave me a car and he did not give a fuck. So I think it's just like when you work for something and you like put your energy and time towards it, like people ruin their kids at Christmas by giving them too much or overextending and maxing out credit cards or paying for things or a lifestyle that they can't afford. You know what I mean? If I see you bitching about groceries every day of the fucking year, you probably shouldn't buy your kid an Xbox. I don't care if they want one or not. I don't care if kids at school have one or not. They can go to a friend's house and play it. They don't need one at their house. It just causes distraction and laziness at the end of the day. Some people lay around and play video games in all their free time and don't do anything else. Not saying they're bad, but in moderation. But people will literally max out credit cards and put themselves in debt for the whole year over Christmas. And I just think that's the dumbest shit.
People will literally make GoFundMes to fund their fucking life, and then they'll post pictures and videos of giving their kids huge, big, elaborate gifts and wanting you to compliment them on everything that they're doing in life, but they're over here asking everybody to fund their life for them. I don't understand it. It's weird fucking energy. And that, I think that's why, like, I get so annoyed is, like, right now is you're watching people that, like, you're supporting all throughout the year, right? That you're like, oh, you're on the struggle bus with this, or I'm going to support you in these ways, or, you know, I see all the things that you're doing. And then it comes a holiday time and you're just like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah, I think the holidays brings the greed out of a lot of people. It just, like, brings out the shadow aspect of people, because it's like either you have or you're a have not, or you want and need and you don't have, or, you know, like around Christmas, they do a lot of, like, you know, public dinners and things like that, that they should focus on all year round to help homeless people and to help people in rehabilitation. But instead, they just really harp on it at Christmas, collect all this money, probably pay themselves bonuses out of it, and then donate a little bit to charity or do a little bit for the city. And I'm just like, low-key over it. I think there's some people in the world who see the bigger picture, but a lot of people are out of touch. Even just, like, you know, the media people consume and the lifestyles they try to keep up. I saw something the other day that said there should be a documentary on why rich people cosplay being broke, and why broke people cosplay being rich, and why they want to be, like, in a persona being rich when they're not. And then people who are super rich, like Adam Sandler, are saw, like, wearing the craziest, like, worn out t-shirt and some b-ball shorts walking around New York City with a jar of pickles. You know what I mean? Like, and there's a photo of him doing that. And ever since, like, I saw that, you know, that man has a lot of money, a lot of fucking movies he's produced, movies that he gets dividends from, you know, that man has a fucking lot. And he dresses like he is homeless, you know what I mean? Like, he walks around like you've seen it. And so I just think it's funny, like, if you look at it where, you know, people who don't have a lot of money be maxing out cards and, like, buying designer stuff, just buying, like, their kid Jordans. I've always been against that. Like, why buy a growing foot, all these nice shoes, unless you're going to make some kind of display and keep it up in their room for, like, their whole life, and you're going to just hold on to these shoes, you know what I mean? Because, like, what's the point of buying your kid a bunch of, like, even kid UGG boots, which are literally this freaking big, are like $100. Why would you pay that when a grown pair is like 120, 140? You know what I mean? Like, a big ass foot.
Yeah, I was talking to Brian about this the other day, because I'll buy Mac, like, shoes off of Shein or, like, off of Amazon or something that are, like, knockoff brands. And Brian's like, how come you don't ever get him, like, nicer shoes? And I'm like, because he's an 8-year-old little boy and he's running around everywhere and he's gonna wreck the shoes, and then what? And I'm the same way, like, with pants and stuff like that too. Like, kids just go through clothes so quickly, and they're not worried about keeping things nice. They're out here playing, they're out here doing things, and they're going to put holes in them. I'm not going to spend more money on clothes for you that you're going to go destroy than I'm going to be spending for my own self. And I don't even buy my own self fucking designer things. And I think that the reason why there are certain people that are rich that, like, still dress down and, like, don't dress fancy is because I just think that it's normal. It's normal, comfortable attire, and they're not feeling like they have to prove something. I think that a lot of people that don't have money feel like they have to prove something to other people. And that's, like, an unhealed mindset, that in order for you to get, like, love and respect, or think that you can be in the same room as somebody else over here that has these opportunities or this finance, that you have to look a certain way and be a certain way.
Facts. I completely agree. I think it's just a really weird, like, capitalistic mindset that we're all kind of lost in. And I think a lot of people would thrive if they got their head out of the water and quit worrying about stuff that doesn't matter, like buying your kid Nikes that are $65, $85 a pair for a literal child that's, like you said, playing, messing them up. I mean, I just think so many people do things to, like you said, to prove something. And it's like, you're not proving shit to me if you got to make a GoFundMe to fund your life or, like, fund your dreams. And I think, like, it's one thing to be like, hey, I have this disease or this issue. Can you all help me with medical bills? Can you all help me, like, with this situation? In certain instances, I've supported GoFundMes when it's for a legit cause. That's what I'm talking about, for a legit cause. But you cannot create more than 3 GoFundMes in 3 years. Like, at a certain rate, like, you're going to not be able to create one every year with a new issue or a new problem. I've seen people on there, like, fund my fucking new body or fund plastic surgery for me, or if everyone on my platform gave me $1, I could get a boob job. Like, you don't know how many fucking videos I've seen that say shit like that. It's just like, y'all are fucking weird. Like, work, pay as you go. You know what I mean? Like, quit living in some fantasy world that makes you think that you're entitled to a bunch of things. For one, I think a lot of people are just entitled, as well as just people are out of touch with their body, like their intuition. So they're so hyper focused on material items. When I stopped worrying about material and started worrying about spiritual and energy and like the frequencies of what I wanted, it comes to you so much easier than when you're projecting fear and trying to impress people and staying in a lower vibration of like, eat, sleep, work, repeat, and like really worried about all these things, or even really feeling entitled to other people's things or entitled to other people's money that they work for. I hate it. I hate it, y'all.
You know what I love, actually? I've bought people birthday shots. I think this is super amazing, is people will use like that puffy paint on their back window and be like, you know, buy the birthday girl a drink and this Cash App or whatever. There was this one time somebody posted one on TikTok. This guy was like, I was behind this car. I saw this. I gave that girl $30 and was like, get dinner and a drink. Happy fucking birthday. She doesn't know me, but how exciting on your birthday for a random stranger to send you $30 and be like, get yourself some food, get yourself a drink, have a nice time. Because if everybody's sending you money for alcohol and you're out here drinking, you're not remembering to eat anything but bar peanuts. And that I want, sometimes if somebody's like, this money is for this, then you feel like you have to spend it on that. That's my hope for you.
I don't ever do that because I'm probably driving when if I ever see one. And honestly, like, I don't know. I'm like, I'd give money to a homeless person. I'd be like reading their aura and being like, are they really homeless or are they scamming?
You say that. This is false. If you and I were driving behind somebody who, and it was their birthday.
But I never see that. I'm always driving.
Yeah, but if you're behind it and you see the car in front of you.
I'm not going to risk my life to send the money on Cash App while I'm driving.
You're not going to risk your life, bitch. I know that you've sent me a text while you're driving before.
Voice text, baby. Voice text. I'll be voice texting with Siri, baby.
Okay. I gotta switch gears, and I got to tell you about this because this had me, this is like spirituality based, and this has me so fucking annoyed, and I just have to tell you about it. So, do you remember, I think it was like 2 years ago when I found that person that I did a mediumship class with, and like they were like a like spiritual mentor for a minute, and I like had them on Coven and like all types of shit. Do you remember that person?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So, I ended up having a fallout with this person because they started off with having conversations with me where they were extremely supportive and they were extremely open of all these different spiritualities and all these different people. And they were super supportive of like the gay community and were introducing me to a bunch of different people that I ended up making acquaintances with and having on the podcast. And they were just such a positive person. And it slowly turned into, as their social media following grew, they became a more awful person and would just like call me to like tell me people's business or shit talk people. And I didn't like it. And I would say like, I'm not interested in that. I'm not into it. And it ended up being an issue. And so I ended up blocking her. We ended up just not having any communication and it was totally fine. Well, then, and some stuff that she had said, and like when she did a mediumship class, she was really rude to some of the students, and that like, were new to what we were doing. And her form of teaching mediumship was like, okay, we're here, so read each other, instead of like teaching anything. And so there were a lot of people who were just like very uncomfortable with it. And she was really mean to those people. And so I just didn't want anything to do with that. It wasn't the energy that I had agreed to. So fast forward, she ends up, now she's being called out on social media because she is recording videos of her reading her clients, which we both know how we fucking feel about that anyways, recording video of her clients, of her shit talking and shaming her clients in the middle of readings. One of them is going viral on TikTok right now because she has this girl on a video and she goes, well, your grandfather was in the military and experienced this and this, and he's standing beside you. And she goes, I am not resonating with this because I don't have any family members that have been in the military. Like, I'm not sure of who this would be. Basically, she's trying to like figure out, you know, she's the client. She's trying to figure out like who this could be for her. And this woman goes, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Everybody has family members that have been in the military. If you go back far enough on everybody's family tree, they have a grandfather that's been in the fucking military. And the girl goes, well, I just like, I'm just not resonating with that right now. I'm just trying to figure out who it would be. And she goes, so what do you want me to tell the spirits? You want me to tell them to go fuck themselves? And the girl's like, and this woman goes, you know what? I just think that this isn't the time for you to have a reading. You're folding your arms right now. You have a wall up. How about this? How about we just reschedule your reading for a time that you're going to be open to me? This is what I do for a full-time living. And the client, the girl, yeah, to the client.
The client posted this.
The reader posted this. The woman doing the reading posted this. And wow. I don't know. And so she's saying this, and then she's like, this is what I do for a full-time like living or whatever. And it literally bothered me to my fucking soul. And then she's like, you're going to have your arms folded and you're going to have a wall up while I'm trying to read you. This is what I do. And it's just like going off on this poor girl. And then she posts it to her page and is like, don't get a reading with me if you're not even going to be open to what's coming through. I know what I'm doing. Guess how much money this girl paid for a reading?
$400.
Yes.
Because I'm psychic and I'm going to charge $400 one day, but right now I'm chilling. These bitches are frauds.
These bitches, and what bothers me is like,
you need to evolve to that. Like, people come out the gate and they get a couple, like, I'm right readings and they think that they are a fucking messiah. And that's why I just encourage everyone to have a fucking mentor before you're mentoring people, before you think that you got the reins. Like, you need a mentor who's been doing this for fucking 10, 15, 20 years, period. And if you don't have that, you need to go back to the drawing board and develop your gifts more, because TikTok has gave people a big head thinking, oh, I got a lot of followers, I'm popping my shit. Also, social media, y'all can be whoever you want. You can post the good highlights, but you don't want to post like the, that's not resonating with me. But yet people literally like at the same time are paying these people too much fucking money. Like, I just believe that like anytime you're investing into someone, you should invest into them because you actually connect with them, not just because you want a reading, not just because you have the money to get the reading. You know, me and you talk about this a lot, but we have people that like one minute they're getting a reading with me, next minute they don't, they book with Gemini or vice versa. And like at the same time, we don't really give a fuck. Somebody is like doing the reading, like it's a win, but it's like people don't resonate with you after they like get to know someone. So I just think you have to like, not saying they don't resonate with me, but just in general, like they're like, I feel called to Gemini or I feel called to Paige. It's not that they're not in the future going to get a reading with me. It's just that at that time, the messages they need and their spirit guides, this is like an intuition test. But some people just don't even listen to their intuition. They want someone else to validate them. They want someone else. So they're like, well, if they're expensive, they must be quality. They have to be quality if I'm paying them this much. But who sets that standard in quality? Fucking no one. Like, you can go to literally any website and make some cards, make a website, and tell anyone you're whoever you want. It's reviews, it's longevity, it's following someone and investing in them and their story, and like that you resonate with that. I think it's important sometimes to take a chance too, you know, but not when you're spending $400. Like, when you're spending like 50 or 100, take a chance. But if it's like over $300, $400, $500, you would think about that in any sense deeper than 50 bucks. You know what I mean? Like, you can spend 50 bucks on food tomorrow, but like $400, that's a lot of money to just give someone from TikTok or from social media for a reading. If you don't really resonate with them, if you don't really think like this $400 is going to literally make my life better, like that is going to change my world. That's why, like, at the same time, me and my mentor have talked about this. Like, there's people that charge readings for like that in person, like $300, $400 in person, which I kind of understand that, because in-person readings affect me a lot differently than other readings, like online. The energy is different, but I'm still on point either way. It's just, it's more draining for me to be in person. But I just think it's very, very strange when people are charging literally, like, we see someone, I'm friends with her on Facebook, I'm not name dropping, I've just been following this girl. She's like a coach, intuitive coach is I think what she goes by. And she charges like $10,000 to work with her for like, I swear, was it like 6 weeks or something? It wasn't even months. It was like a month and a half, 2 months. It was like tops. And in that $10,000, you were getting like 4 phone calls. That means like them phone calls are like $2,500 type deal. Like, I don't know. It was very strange. And I sent it to Gemini, and Gemini doesn't know this lady, but thought that was fucking nuts. And, you know, I understand some of those programs are like intensive, but you can work with me really intensive, not like as intensive as a coach should be, you know what I mean, for like $222. When you're talking about $10,000 for 6 weeks of your time, girl, that is like a fucking seven-figure salary if you get multiple people to do that. Like, that is insanity. Like, that is not what spirit's calling this girl to do. Her ego got her wherever. She maybe took a couple training courses. I'm going to divide that out. So let's just say 10,000 divided by the 6 weeks. It is literally $1,666.66. 66666.
A week?
$1,666.66.
You better be fucking giving me head and all types of shit if I'm paying you that much money.
A week.
Absolutely. This is my thing, is like, I think that at some point things are taking advantage of other people because there are people so desperate to have connection and healing, and they don't know what the price point on something is. They just know, I'm willing to pay whatever I need to pay to feel better, to feel like I'm connected. I'm out of breath. It's snowing, so I had to go outside and I had to put the pig's blankets in his house. And that's why I took you with me. And then I had to run back up the stairs, and we just did that in 2 minutes. A bit to be winded. I think that at some point something is like taking advantage. And what gets me is like, if you're somebody who you don't have anything on your conscience about the fact that you are charging that, and that you know that people are going to be struggling to make sure that your bills are paid, that's where I feel like you're out of line with spirit, or you're doing something that like I personally wouldn't vibe with. I just made the $222 tier on my Patreon after what, it's been like 2 years of you being like, hey, you should like charge and do like a little something, and like you should like increase.
Yeah, she gives all for $75. I'm sorry, y'all. I love all y'all, but the 222 tier is a specialty tier. And if you want all access to me, you want me writing you big messages, you want me hearing about y'all man, y'all stuff, y'all drama, then that's it. And that's super cheap, because people pay me quite a bit for just an hour reading, like $150 for certain readings. So it's like, that's only $72 more and you get the whole month. It's such a fucking deal. But really, I could charge more. I'm not. I just don't want to like knock everyone out. But I also only want to include the people who are really ready. But when you're talking $1,666 a week, who the fuck even has that? Like, I don't know where the fuck that's happening or where that's coming from or how she thought she could do that. But to speak on this, another spiritual practitioner that's local to Louisville, we talked about just how she basically fell out of alignment, like with a coach situation. And then she's realized that she picked up a lot of those like scammy techniques from her coaches over time. And it makes me really glad because every coach I've ever had, y'all, has been scammy. And I felt scammed at the end of their program. And paying like $1,200 to someone is a lot of money to me. And even if it is 8 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever, it's a fucking lot of money. So I've done it twice and felt scammed both times, to be honest. So like, I understand where she was coming from talking about she felt scammed, but she had given this girl, I think she said like, I want to say like $5,000, something upward of $5,000 for this container. And she said that just like during it, it just stopped resonating. Like, and she basically, the lady that was mentoring and coaching everyone on how to be financially abundant and mix financial with spiritual and do all this stuff, actually ended up filing bankruptcy, y'all, because she was just not even, she had no quality information for you all. She literally was basically scamming people, telling them how to do something that she can't even obtain. That's actually like, if you're not doing it yourself, it's not obtainable for you to be teaching it. If you can't even do it, how are you teaching people and taking their money to do it, for one? And that's the first thing. But then, yeah, like after the program, like she ended up like filing bankruptcy, went through all these financial troubles and all this stuff. So the girl was just like, I knew my intuition was right. I knew there was something off. She was like, but you know, you give someone all that money and like you're trying to soak in this program because you're thinking they're convincing you that without this program, you ain't shit. You ain't going to be able to do it. You ain't going to have what you want. Your business won't thrive. And you know, this person that I'm speaking on, I don't agree with everything she says or does spiritually, but I like to be open to letting other people just live their fucking life as long as it's not affecting me or you're not giving up your pet. I'm cool with you. Like, I'm cool. As long as you're keeping your pets and your obligations on your end, I'm cool. But when she said that, I just like instantly DM'd her because she was just basically like, if you felt scammed by anything I've ever done. And so I wanted to reach out to her. I've taken one of her little classes, but it was also only like $44 and it was like 6 weeks or something. You know what I mean? So I think like her intentions are pure, but also she was like, I've picked up some of these scammy techniques from these coaches.
Well, and also the flip side to that, right, is like your time is valuable and your time is worth money. And if you do have something that can be taught and can be shared with other people, like you have your tarot thing, I do my witchcraft classes and now the mediumship class. Like if you have something where you are able to teach that to other people, that does have like a monetary value to it and that energy exchange, and you do have the right to charge for that. And if people find value in that, like that is beautiful and that should be shared and you should be compensated for your time. But there's a fine line, I feel like, between taking advantage of people and having blinders on to when you are taking advantage of people. And I think that it's such a big thing for somebody. Like I would have a lot of trust in that person for the fact that they would even have the consideration and the self-reflection to be like, wow, I think I've picked up techniques from this because I don't vibe with that. And I've done that to other people because I was taught that. Let me see who I've affected and how I can make it right. That's like the signs of somebody who is really on a spiritual journey and really on like healing and working on themselves. And that's somebody who I would trust because I know that even if you do something wrong, you're going to have the wherewithal and the self-accountability to say something, no matter how embarrassed you may feel. You're not going to let your ego get in the way of making something right.
Exactly. And that's why I reached out to her. And I was just like, I really enjoyed the things that I've done with you. You know, no hard feelings on my end, but I do completely see where I've seen your posts that seem like this or seem, you know what I mean? And just kind of gave her feedback. We sent some voice notes back and forth, but it was just one of those things where it's like, there's not a lot of local supporters. A lot of people that are local compete with one another. They're like in this market. That's why I love that my market's all over the world. Like I've read for people in Australia and Canada and just really everywhere. So like, I don't care about the market here, but this girl does some in-person stuff. And I don't know. It's just wild. Like people do what's best for them. And then they get a big head and then they get a bigger head and a bigger head. And it becomes like the next size of your ego rather than actually working through those ego concerns. Cause like everyone can let their ego get big. We've all seen someone make it big, get in a spotlight and act a fucking ass. You know what I mean? Like it's not uncommon for people and their egos to take over, but it is very interesting how there is such a like societal norm of like taking advantage of people, scamming people, trying to just like weasel your way in and out. And, you know, when we talked about it, she had a really good perspective and she was like, you know, as spiritual practitioners, we shouldn't put a cap on what our services can cost because like doctors and lawyers, there's no cap. If a lawyer wants to charge $10,000 for a session, people will pay it. They probably do right now for just a mediocre lawyer. You know, like you get a settlement and you give them 30%. It doesn't matter if you get $300,000 or $700,000, they get 30%. You know, like I think there are fields that you can make a lot of money lucratively and it's kind of on the back of someone else in a sense. But if you have techniques and you do have something, I agree, like we should get paid for it. I agree with not putting a cap, but it is the people that have like certain ideals and mindsets and are living beyond their means in a spiritual sense of getting way too on the high horse. That's one thing that spirit always reminds me is like, stay humble with your gifts. Like what's given could be taken. Whenever other people envy or try to take from you, it really comes back to them. It doesn't hurt you. And just like some of those spiritual laws and concepts that I think a lot of people don't realize what they're accumulating with the scammer shit, just like the people making fake profiles of us. I mean, think about how much money has been made of someone thinking they're getting a reading with us. And in their head, they have this idea that they got a reading with us. I mean, it's already been proven that people have came to your website and my website to say they got scammed. There were two local girls with the same name. I can't remember it now that both got scammed by a TikTok scammer. And I'm like, how are you bitches local? Like one of you has seen me IRL, like you have seen me in physical person. I don't be talking like Grand Rising, beloved. Mm-hmm. Hello, star. I felt called to your energy because you have long blonde hair and I love you. What's your zodiac sign, my love? The what? The who?
That's my thing is always like, I, at this point, and I don't know if this sounds rude or not, but it's going to be real fucking honest. At this point, like if you get scammed, you get fucking scammed and you almost deserve it at this point, because I, you know how to get in touch, you know, to go to my website to book something, you know, what my socials are to message me directly. Like if you know how to get to me after the fact to tell me that you were scammed, you should know how to get to me before the fact so that you can schedule something the right way, the proper way. And I mean, at some point there has to be like, I've had people literally ask me to give them a reading for free to make up for the fact that they were scammed because some man in Nigeria pretended to be me. Now you want me to give you a free reading and take time out of my day and away from clients who are listening and going and booking the proper way so that I can like make it. That doesn't have anything to do with me. I feel like now you've learned your lesson when you're ready to, you know, come and get a reading, let me know.
Spirit said from the Book of Answers to cast your net wider.
I need to read a Human Design card because I need to calm my tits. My tits are wild right now. They're going in a fucking loop, high fucking speed. They're on a high speed chase right now.
Are you cutting me off? No closing thoughts?
I don't know, bitch. I don't know.
Look. This is
I've got so many closing thoughts, but my thoughts are just going to take us on other tangents.
That's fine to say something. It's very important to me that people use their intuition and the best to your ability, like to just listen to yourself for once and be like, whoa, this seems off. I've never had anyone write me this, say this shit to me. I've never had someone like message me like, for one, your ego is making you think that you're hella special right now because they feel called to you. That's it. That's it. So I just want to make that clear. The next time someone feels called to you, whether it's even spiritually, romantically, fucking whatever, it doesn't matter. Be careful and just know your body and use your intuition.
I actually didn't mean to cut you off. I heard what you were saying and I didn't realize there was more to your thought. It wasn't on purpose.
It's okay. I'm not holding it against you.
I apologize. The human design card is card 31. Aren't you 31?
Yeah.
The sign is Leo. The shadow is, or the shadow, the gift is leadership and the shadow is self-importance. We're over here talking about mentors and we're going to pull the leadership card and the self-importance. Oh my God. Okay. The gift of true leadership and influence is captured when you move past the mind and into the heart. You see that all human constructs are vehicles for evolution and the trek forward oneness. But they are not to be mistaken for... What? You see that all human constructs are vehicles for evolution and the trek towards oneness, but they are not to be mistaken for oneness. When you're able to tame your conditioned mind and see it for the trap that it is, you may lead your life from a heart-centered place and allow others to do the same. At this elevated frequency state, you are a catalyst for future-oriented collective progress, which defies our sense of logic and instead takes evolutionary leaps through intuition, aligned creation, and love. The shadow is self-importance. Tangled within the dense web of language lies the shadow, full of intellect and vocabulary, and sometimes even a little manipulation. When led by shadow, we frame things in such a way as to command the floor. We are the wordsmith, the cunning creator of false worlds. The mask may be very convincing, even to ourselves. In this lower frequency state, it's easy to identify solely with the mind as if we humans have it all figured out. Even if a stance in particularly is believable, it doesn't make it true. Likewise, even if a particularly convincing ego doesn't equate to superiority, the manifestation of this shadow might present as arrogance or fiend humility. Your themes are authenticity, guidance, and ego death.
What did I say earlier about the ego? I said some shit. Ego death.
You said some fucking shit.
Y'all know truth hurts sometimes. We all have been wrong.
I like, this is the part that like I'm going to hang on to like stop being so irritated is the, it's a in the gift. And it says, at this elevated frequency state, you are a catalyst for future oriented collective progress, which defies our sense of logic and instead takes evolutionary leaps through intuition, aligned creation, and love.
Fire. And, you know, I love being positive. Some people say it's like not reality, but I don't really subject to people's what reality is.
No, I feel like that card for me just like totally made me unfrustrated about things because really like no matter what other spiritualists or mentors or whatever are doing out here in the world and however they're operating, it doesn't change the way that we're doing things. We don't have to compare the way that like you and I are doing our things in order for it to be like valid. Them being out there in the spiritual community, like showing their dirty butthole, doesn't mean that people are going to think less of what we do or that it's going to be taken less seriously just because there are frauds out there. There are lawyers who take, you know, you use the lawyer analogy. There are lawyers who take people's money and don't do anything. That doesn't mean that there aren't good lawyers who take your money and do amazing things, you know?
Yeah. No, there's always like the good and bad. I think everything's balanced. It's like the Two of Swords card. That card with the blindfold and the things, it's like at the end of the day, a lot of the times it's our perception and what our mind is telling us that is super limiting us. Like our mind will be like, you're competing with that person, or this is that, or this is this. But at the same time, you're really only competing with yourself, your own limiting beliefs, and your own shadow. Like you're not competing with that person. Them having more doesn't take away with like what you have. And I saw this earlier. It said, the not discussing your salaries at work was made up by people so they could underpay some of you all and not start drama in the workplace. Yep. And that is a capitalistic society, like utopia, you know what I mean? Like people all getting paid different wages for doing similar things. Or, you know, how they say, well, if you don't want to make this, just get a better job. But yet we need people to work those jobs. Like without people working those jobs, you know, what are we going to do here? You know, and it's just weird. People are weird. The way their perception is set up by their parents and then their grandparents, just a direct result of those two generations. And I'm just going to say it, and I've probably said it before, any motherfucker who grew up during segregation, meaning that there were black water fountains in schools and white schools and water fountains, y'all should not be running our country. You should never even be near politics whatsoever. You have a biased mindset. You were raised by racists. Some even like black people felt superior because they were accepted by the whites, and they would even shame lower class African-American people. You know what I mean? And I don't mean to like say that from like a white perspective. I'm just saying like that's some history perspective. And none of those people, white or black, should be in office. None of them. If you grew up in segregation or your parents enforced that shit, like no. And there's just so much of that that's still prevalent, that these people are just so out of touch with society and like out of touch with reality. Like the whole get a better job mindset, or like millennials and Gen X just doesn't want to work, or whatever people say. It's just kind of like the fact that this was 15% when you were buying it and now it's 72% when we're buying it. It's a lot different. If the wages are the same, shit is different. I don't know. I feel like I could talk about that, like inequality in that sense. So I understand where people come from trying to scam other people. I would never do it, but I can see why people do it, because the system is rigged to like keep everyone down. It wants to keep everyone down. So when people see a leeway, like, oh, I can run with this, they try to get a home run. You know what I mean? Like they got the ball. People are giving them this money, and all it's going to take is like two or three clients to give you 10K for 6 weeks for you to think this is a fucking standard, baby. I'm that bitch. Cause you just made 30,000, which is like near the median income for certain areas in the United States in fucking 6 minutes in one container. You know what I mean? Like, hello, of course you're going to have not realistic ideas. Same thing with lawyers. People like that are the ones in a lot of cases that it take advantage of the system and keep dirty people out of jail because they got the money to pay it and they should be in jail.
I think too, like a lot of people are like, well, if big corporate companies can do it, why can't I? Well, if this is how Kim K got, you know, rich and famous, why can't I do that? Why can't I be, you know, doing all these things? And the thing that I always keep in my mind is energy is always a balance. And whether you believe in karma or whatever, you always get back the energy that you are putting out into the universe. So if you're doing things with having poor intention and with selfish intention, and you are charging people, but then you hoard your money and you don't share that and you don't give back with what you have. And I don't mean give back in the way of like, you need to go make donations to things, but I mean like give back in the, I'm gonna, you know, I've had this person on my Patreon for a year. I'm gonna go ahead and send them a Christmas gift, or I've got this, I'm gonna do this thing to bless somebody else. If you're not constantly having an even flow with things, you're gonna end up having people who take advantage of you and who don't give to you at times that you're down and that you're needing it. And I just, yeah. And also the GoFundMe thing, man, it's just still on my fucking brain. I think that those people too, who like expect everybody else to take care of them, they're going to end up being in positions in their life where they've set it up so that other people do take care of them and they don't have the self-sufficiency to be able to take care of themselves. And it's going to be like Boy Who Cried Wolf, where eventually you're not going to have people step in because they're going to be like, I've already funded your whole life for you, you know?
You know, and that's also how I feel about like people who have teenagers and pay their car insurance and like give them a nice car and do all these things. It just sets you up for failure. Like it does. And saving for your own car and paying for your own gas and insurance teaches you a level of responsibility that makes you work hard towards a goal that gives you freedom. You just giving someone keys and giving them freedom makes them take it for granted. And that's why like people, like you give them an inch and they take a mile every time. And I don't like that. Like I said earlier, the GoFundMe thing in my thing is like sudden tragedy, death, fire, you XYZ, you know what I mean? Have terminal illness, need this certain thing, whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, I fucked off and spent all my money on concert tickets and sushi and Jordans for my kid and whatever plane ticket I want because I'm always on vacation. Oh, I also get food stamps. I also get all these things. And then you want people who are literally struggling but also care about you to like give you $5 and $10, and you literally have the audacity to be like asking for more, I guess. You know what I mean? Like continually asking for more. Like, I don't know. I'm cool with it in sudden emergency type cases, and I've donated to ones like get this person a headstone, because I just think like, okay, like what's $10 or $50 or $100?
Yeah,
you know, like that's not what we're even talking about. We're just talking about people who literally think like, you know what I'd really like to do? Go back to school. And then they sort of took a GoFundMe and the goal's $15,000 so they can go to barber school. I've seen that. I've seen a dude actually do that and people were donating to it. So y'all know whenever they don't reach their goal and they can't actually fulfill that dream, that they just take your money and spend it, right? Like y'all know that. They don't save it.
Yeah.
Working on their end. They take your $4,500 that y'all gathered. They still needed $9,500. And they ain't got it, so they're just going to use that $4,500.
Yep.
And GoFundMe takes a huge cut, like a huge cut. The best thing you could do for someone is have a fundraiser for them, and you put fucking energy into it if you care about it that much. But at the same time, like, GoFundMe takes a huge cut. Someone told me that before, like, they take a massive cut.
They do take a massive cut, and I don't know if I'm correct or not, but I think that there's a way on GoFundMe when you donate to somebody that you can make it so that you pay an additional part for whatever GoFundMe is going to take.
Even more of a scam. Even more of a damn scam, you know?
Yep.
People will always like go further if you let them. I just feel like boundaries, that authenticity from that card. Leo is ruled by the sun. It's a very powerful energy. Like, this is the time to step into your power, to use your intuition, to quit hanging around these fuck arounds, all of us, because we all have been in that position of hanging out with someone who used us, abused mm-hmm. us, whatever. No one's perfect. And we're not ever saying that we're perfect. We're just saying we're observing, and through a spiritual lens, shit gets zoomed in, y'all. Like, it gets so zoomed in. Y'all think y'all want to wake up, and you think you want this awakening, and you want these gifts, and you want these things. And then spirit's like, okay, now play ball. And you're like, damn, I'm trying to lay down. This is scary. Like, I can see everything all of a sudden, and it's scary out here. And, you know, I feel like that's the one thing with the holidays is like, you can really feel the grievance, like people grieving and energy of like family trauma. You know, you go to your families and everyone's drunk and arguing, or, you know, you go somewhere and they're complimenting your weight or your hair, or, you know, like there's every element of it. And I just think so many people embrace and yet dread the holidays at the same time, that being so collectively tapped in, y'all have had me exhausted. Like every day I have to take like a nap. All of a sudden, if not, I am just so drained, can't even operate. And I know it's like the weather, the winter as well, but it's really like this energy is so fucking heavy, especially with Mercury retrograde. It feels like a ton of bricks every day that I'm like, why do I feel so depressed when I have nothing to be depressed over? Like everything in my life is really going amazing in a sense of like, I'm driving it in that direction. I'm not settling for less. I'm not entertaining bullshit. If someone texts me and says, how you been? I block you, or I don't reply, or I leave you unread. Like, I literally had an old friend recently hit me up and we're like, we should grab dinner. And where I wanted to have dinner was probably 45 minutes from their house. But they asked me and they weren't even paying for dinner, right? I probably would have picked up our dinner because that's just who I am. Like, 9 times out of 10, you got to me, I'm paying, because that's just me. Like, I don't like the way people tip. Like, my friend was going to tip $3 the other day on, even though the bill was only 14 and that's what they say you should tip. No, you've got to give them at least $7. It's Christmas. You round up to 20. You don't round up to
15. I agree. I would huh? still have tip. See, some people are like that. Like, we'll get delivery. And I think the other day, our delivery total, like our subtotal, only ended up being like $20, but we ended up tipping the person $15 because they have to drive here. They have to do all the stuff. Like, it's a luxury for you getting something delivered. It's a luxury for you having somebody bringing your food to you, making sure that you have a beverage, making sure that you're good to go. You could just make dinner at home if you want to save that money and you could have it be cheaper, but you shouldn't go. I just believe you shouldn't go out to get food or have food delivered to you if you're not budgeting in the fact that you're going to need to take care of the person taking care of you.
Well, my friend, basically, like, we separated the ticket and they put everything but like their entree on my bill. So they put their drink, their $2.99, $3.99 drink. They put the appetizer and then my entree and my other thing that I got. They put all that on mine. So my bill was like 40 and theirs ended up being like 12 or 13. So really 20% of theirs is only like $2-3. That's fucked up. You know what I mean? Just the fact of like one person can eat out for under 15 doesn't mean you should be tipping $3. They obviously knew I was about to give this girl like $12, $13. You know what I mean? Like, they knew that their $3 was going to add to my 10, 15, whatever. You know what I mean? But they literally like brainwash people to think that $2-3 or $3-4 is a lot. And I remember when I used to serve, it's old white people that tip the worst sometimes. Like, you might every once in a while get like a nice like gentleman that will tip, but if the wife takes that fucking credit card receipt and they're in charge of the tip, you're getting $3 every time. I don't care if that bill is 50, I don't care if that bill is 80, you're getting $3. And that is just so weird to me. Like, people are always like, you would be a great server. And I'm like, no, I served before just to humble myself. I think everyone should serve for 6 months in their life at some point, whether it's your adolescence, your teens, 20s, 30s, I don't give a shit. Everyone should serve at some point because it will humble your ass and you will realize how fucking hard that job is. Not on top of dealing with cranky, hungry customers, but like the side work. They make you basically clean the whole fucker, whether you're rolling all the silverware, sweeping out all from everything under every crevice, and or picking shit up off carpet with your hands. Like, it's disgusting. It's gross. And everyone that tips $3 to $5, I don't care if your bill is under 20 and you think that that's a good tip, it's not. It's really not. I think at any minimum, if your bill is $10 to $15, $7 is like minimum.
I agree.
Like, that would be minimum. Like, you need to round up to 20. You know what I mean? Like, if your bill is $12, you're tipping 8. You know what I mean? Like, just strange to me because it's the same amount of work for that person. People don't compensate though.
Nope. I agree with you.
We love it. We now have told you all a lot of things that get on our nerves, and we hope that you all can find some clarity in your own boundaries. If any of these things triggered you because you do them, then be self-aware. But obviously, we want to see everyone elevate. And the only way for us all to elevate collectively is to call our own self as well as collective shit out into the open and air it out, because we grew up in generations we grew up from people that lived in generations that swept everything under the rug, from sexual abuse to fucking physical abuse to mental abuse, under the rug. And they've brainwashed all of us like to think that some of the shit we went through is normal, like sitting on an old man's lap and screaming and crying and everyone's like, it's fine, it's okay. That's weird. Everything.
Let me get a picture of it.
Everything else is what it is, but we love you all, and we cannot wait to see you all next time in Candyland.
See you in Candyland. Get your kids off Santa's lap. Bye.
Bye.